Well, good morning. This is Doug Groffel with Public Affairs. I'm talking this morning with Earl Hansen with the Broken Bow Elks Club, and he's going to be telling us all about the deer hide program that we've got going on here in town. Earl, what's going on today?
Well, it's starting the deer season, 15th of this month, and it runs till January of next year. And we collect deer hides, we saw them down, crate them up, and then we ship them to Tennessee.
They go to Tennessee?
They go to Tennessee to be tanned and clean.
Okay.
And they make gloves for the wheelchair patients. There's two different kinds of gloves. One is a full glove, and they got padding in the hand for they can run the wheels on the wheelchair. And then they got, that's a summertime glove. Well, and the other glove is, it's got no fingers in it. It's
right.
Just a... Allows
them,
glove.
Allows them to kind of move their fingers around a little better,
yeah,
while they're wearing their gloves.
And these gloves are, I should have brought a pair.
Yeah.
But anyway, they got a big pad down through the middle of the glove,
mm-hmm,
where they can grip the wheels of the wheelchair.
Really?
And they go to the hospitals for wheelchair patients.
Okay.
And I like to give thanks to a lot of people here, starting with KCNI.
Well, thank you.
And we really appreciate this. This gets out a long ways. I had a guy call me clear from Hay Center, Nebraska, and it said he heard it on radio. So
really? So there's a, but there's a lot of volunteers that go into this project then?
You're looking at the number one volunteer.
Absolutely.
I lost the guy that was ahead of me,
mm-hmm,
and he said, before he passed away, he says, "You are now the head chairman of the state of Nebraska."
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, then that's true. I mean, you said, well, you're the state organizer.
He right? answered all the, he took care of all the telephone calls for me, and I done the footwork, which we were had that worked out beautiful.
Okay, you got to do both now, do you?
I do the whole thing.
Okay.
I have four guys that help me salt deer hides. They're Gary Wright, Dick Taylor, Monty Clark, and Mick Clark.
Okay.
They come and help me salt deer hides when I start getting them. And I want to thank Everett White up at Myrna Pack.
Mm-hmm.
We get all their deer hides for this program. And I think we had over 500 last year.
Okay.
From Myrna. I like to thank Evans Feed.
Right.
They furnish all the salt for salting these deer hides down. It takes a pellet of salt, pretty much the whole pellet of salt. There's 49 50-pound bags of salt on one of them pellets.
That's a lot of salt.
If you don't believe it, I got it up here in my garage now because I got it yesterday.
Oh, good. So you're ready to go.
Oh, I'm trying. And Mike, Evan Feed, he furnishes, mm-hmm, all the salt. I'd like to give thanks. Well, Gateway Motors, they furnished me a lot of equipment for loading, mm-hmm, unloading deer hides.
Yeah. And how's the community support for this project? You've got a lot of hunters out there. A lot of people drop off hides,
well,
for you.
Last year, the state of Nebraska had 1,249 deer hides.
So pretty good.
Over the 19 lodges.
There you go.
I can't beat Missouri and Iowa.
Okay.
They beat me every year in deer hides.
Just more deer.
But their deer hides ain't as good as Nebraska's.
No, of course not.
You can look through their deer hides. They're just about like paper. They ain't nothing there.
Well,
they're just skinny.
Better corn, better deer, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
So we got a lot of cornfields, and them deer like corn.
Yeah, there you go.
So and we come in out of all night. We got 19 lodges in the state of Nebraska. When I get all these deer hides in, they all come into Ansley. That's where my unloading place is. And then there's a gentleman that comes up here from Missouri. Chuck is his first name, but I can't think of his last name.
Okay.
But he is a very nice guy. He picks up all my deer hides. Normally, we have two loads of deer hides that go out of here each year.
Okay.
It's 1,000 miles from Ansley down to the tannery.
And again, Ansley is the collection point for the entire state of Nebraska once it's all done.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And I get a forklift, and I load them on his trailer, and then I take them and put them in the shed till I get ready to ship them, keep them dry, and
mm-hmm,
And we come in third the last 2 years in the United States.
Great.
Collecting deer hunt.
Okay.
We've got 19 lodges just in the state of Nebraska.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Starts from Scotts Bluff to Omaha. And
So where can folks drop their deer hides off when they're ready for you?
I've got two deer hide drops here in Broken Bow.
Okay.
One is Muddy Creek, right there by his taxidermist there. Mm-hmm. There's a box there.
Okay.
And the other one is on the north end of Gateway Motors parking lot.
So sort of between Gateway and where the armory is at, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a light there day and night, you know.
So you can drop it off anytime.
They can drop them off anytime.
Great.
When things get going, I check the deer hide boxes sometime twice a day. Normally once a day, but
sure.
Sometime twice. Then I take them up to my garage and we saw them right there.
And that preserves them and keeps them good until they can get off to the tannery.
If you don't want to drop them out there, I take them at my house too. I live at 1335 South F, and you can drop them off there too. That way I don't have to go get them.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Keep it a little easier for you, right?
Yeah.
That way you're not all traveling around.
Well, I go once a day to Myrna to pick up hides. I take a trailer up, unhook it, hook onto the other trailer, and bring it back.
Okay.
When they skin them, they throw the hides in the trailer for me, and all I got to do is back up to them and hook onto them.
And off you go. Very good.
Away I come.
All right. Okay, anything else that I've missed here? Anything else you want to say about the program?
Well, I'd like to give thanks to all the deer hunters that take their time, that goes out and does this. I know it costs a lot of money for gas and time.
Yeah.
And I surely appreciate it.
All right. Well, Earl, we certainly thank you as well for heading this thing up and putting it all together. Much appreciated.
Well, I appreciate Casey and I calling me because I done forgot about it. About like this morning.
Well, that's all right. You still made her in. We appreciate it. If somebody wants to help out, if somebody wants to volunteer, how would they get a hold of you?
Earl Hansen. My telephone number is 1-308-880-1372.
This has been Public Affairs. Drop-off points for deer hides supporting the Elks Lodge Veterans Leather Project are on the north side of Gateway Auto and Mean Creek Taxidermy. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.